This is WRAW-1, Whiskey Romeo White Whiskey. Anybody around? Nothing heard, WRAW listening. This is WRAW-1, Whiskey Romeo.
WRAW from KADNTM, statewide one. Good morning.
I'm in Grand Haven trying the West Oliver here.
Well, you're coming through very well. I'm on a hot spot in my shack, so, well, that's that. But, yeah, apparently the repeater room over there is up and running and sounding good. Not sure what happened to your day, but I'm still in Yankee Kilaway, that call November Tango, listening on statewide one.
This is WRAW-1, myself, statewide one. This is Whiskey Romeo and Whiskey. Nothing heard. This is W.
This is WKW, testing statewide.
WAPR, test 1-2.
WAPR, testing 1-2-3-4-5. KBSWR from WAPR. KTAELQ from WAPR, statewide 1.
KCADLQ. I was trying to write it down. It's 106.
Okay, clearly not my ID. So I'm just trying to figure out. I'm running, I've got a little clear zero, clear node. And it's running DD switch. It's translating it. And I wasn't sure, but my buddy told me it was showing up something weird that's not in a database. So scratching my head trying to figure out why that's happening. I mean, maybe it's the way it works when you run a DD switch on one of these little nodes. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Never played with it. But it's 10686910. This is showing up on the display.
All right, weird. I'll have to figure out why that is. All right, thanks, Paul.
Not a problem. We'll keep her scanning between statewide 1 and statewide 2. KCADLQ.
All righty. WAW.
Kilo Delta 8 Delta Lima Papa, you're making it in. No, it's fine. Yeah, that's our club tower there in Grand Haven.
W8COP.
Oh, W8COP, this is W8PH, you got it.
W8PH, W8COP, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon to you. I was just messing around on the computer, actually looking at some YouTube videos and different things, and I had to jump in there and see how the runner's like up there in Rose City. We actually have a place out that way, and I think you guys got a little bit of snow and some icy conditions, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Well, actually, it's not too bad. We've got just a little over a dusting of snow. I would even call it an inch. I was out earlier today, and the roads weren't too bad. Actually, I was looking at some of the traffic cams down your way, and it looked like you guys got a little bit more than we did.
Yeah, we got, I would say we got maybe an inch, something like that, but I think the blowing really played an effect and made things quite a bit worse. I think north, so I'm located in between Detroit and Toledo. I think when you went north of Detroit, I think they got a little bit more snow, and and had many more problems than we did down this way. It really didn't seem that bad. We were out yesterday, and parts of the roads were a little wet or icy, but most of it was no issues whatsoever.
Well, we were pretty lucky here. Like I say, to the north up in Gaylord, they set a record yesterday. I just read 24 inches in a 24-hour snowfall total. Their previous record was 17 and back in 1942. So, but, yeah, it's fine with me if we don't get any, if we don't get any of this, it'll be just fine with me.
Oh, I agree 100%. It's a little early for me to have these colder temperatures, but it could be by New Year's Eve, we could be back in the 60 degrees. That's just nature of the beast. Excellent. Well, you don't see too many people from Rose City, so I had to jump out there and say good afternoon to you and look at the clock. And kind of go from there. It looks like I just did your QRZ search, and looks like you're retired now, but had quite a bit of experience. Was it in the Rose City, or was it in the county area? Over.
No, it was down by you. Probably heard of Melvindale. Did 25 years there and then retired and moved up here. So, and that's been retired now from Melvindale, 19 years. Next year will be 20 years. Can't believe it. Time flies when you're having a good time.
Okay, well, good. Yeah, we really enjoy it. We bought a place up there. Gosh, it's probably been 3-4 years ago now. And we get up there, you know, we do a lot of side-by-side riding and different things like that. So it's a perfect spot. We're off the beaten path, obviously, and not in the mix of everything like over in St. Helens or anything like that. But works out really good. So we've enjoyed it, and it's nice to get away. And it's a much more relaxed atmosphere up there, and everything's a little bit different.
Well, I'll tell you, we really enjoy it up here. We've been here full-time since 08. And we spent a few winters in Florida, and we had a good time down there, but we just hang out here. We just love it here. I hate coming south of Bay City anymore. I'm about 5.5 miles northwest of town. Where's your place at?
So we are directly in town. We are kind of near the fire station right there, kind of back in the side streets back over that direction. So kind of nice. We don't have to worry about plowing snow to get in or anything like that, which is something we have to do here downstate. So it was nice to be able to run over the driveway a few times with the truck, and you've shoveled snow and you're good to go.
Well, I got to say, the city does a great job of taking care of the roads there. So you're right around the corner from the DPW there. Well, very good. Yeah, and then you've got the trailhead not right out your back door, too. So I'm sure that's convenient for trail riding. Same thing here. We jump on the quads or side-by-side and go right off the property, and we're right on, I'm almost right on top of Trail 6, if you're familiar with that. So, yeah, we're not, we're out here where I do have to get plowed, but I plowed for a lot of years and then finally realized it's a lot cheaper to pay somebody to do it instead of maintaining a plow truck and insurance and all that. So that's how I handle it now, W8COP.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've got a Polaris General, and I stick a plow on it for downstate here. And in the winter, we typically don't take it up north, stays down here just because of giving me a trail access to the snowmobiles and keeping out of their way during the winter months and what have you. But during the summer, we leave it up there, and it's pretty much a fixture up there. And Trail 6, been up and down that many, many times. So, absolutely. Okay, well, I'm going to back out of here. We're getting ready to take off, and I'm watching the game just started back up, so I'm watching a little bit of that and playing on the computer. So, I see Rose City, and I had to jump in and say hi to you. So, okay, sounds good. Very nice meeting you, Chris, and you have yourself a great afternoon. W8COP, this is W8PH. I'll be clearing your final, 73.
All right, Brian, very good. Yep, nice to chat with you, and if you're in and around Rose City, we do have the 511 repeater just north of town, which has pretty good coverage, so feel free to jump on that, too. Talk to you again soon. 7-3 from W8COP.
WDHUSA, Justin. Statewide morning. Out.
WD8USA, W8COP. How you doing, Joe?
Yes, the guy that was looking for me yesterday. Doing good, Chris. How are you?
Over. Yeah, we're doing good. Yeah, I heard Bob testing for you yesterday, so welcome to the wonderful world of DMR.
Yeah, well, we've been on DMR for a little while, but we've been hanging around FEMA. 31673 talk group. So that's where we usually hang our hat, but he put SW1 and 2 in here and a whole bunch of other stuff, so we're just trying it out. Over.
Yeah, roger that. No, it sounds real good. Sounds very, it sounds just like you.
Yeah, very good, Chris. Got a question for you. Are there any restrictions on using statewide one? Over.
No, the only thing is they like you to register for emails in case they do restrict the usage. They notify, they'll send out an email blast and let you know that they're going to use it for an event or one of the event channels. That, no other than that, general amateur use.
All right, very good. I think we'll do that. That makes sense. All right, well, Bob is just over here, and we made another crack at D-Star, but the hotspot keeps connecting and disconnecting the radio, so we've kind of given that up, and we're going to have to concentrate on getting the RF side of it to work, because it seems like no matter what we do as far as hotspots go, ain't happening. Over.
Yeah, I hear a lot of guys complain about that with D-Star. I guess the biggest deal is you've got to set the offset on the hotspot. You still have to do an offset on the radio, but you have to set it in the hotspot too. Kind of a quirky part of D-Star if it's an MMDVM.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, we just moved on to the DMR portion. It seems to me the more I monkey around with these digital modes, I think the far better mode it appears to me is DMR. At least that's what I'm seeing. Or,
well, I think they all have their plus and minuses. You know, I like the fact that it's another back channel to the state EOC for us. I really think it's good for that, especially using the 44 network that Central Michigan guys have set up. So, you know, if the regular internet goes down, well, we've still got the backhaul to Lansing, hopefully. So, but yeah, just another tool in the toolbox.
Yeah, the key is, don't get dependent on it. That's the thing. That is with everything. All things in moderation. Another tool in the toolbox. All right. Well, I think I'm going to get going here. Lord knows what kind of other cranny stuff Bob's got for me, so I better see to it. We'll see you later, Chris. Nice talking with you. Over.
Joe, very good. Yep, good to hear you in there, and hello to Bob, and you guys have a good day over there. Hey, before you go, how much snow you got?
Well, on the ground, we've got not even an inch, probably, because it's been, the ground is so warm that it's melting. I would say an inch or less on the ground. They claim we've had over 15 inches. I don't see it, but it could be that the bulk of it's just melted, and the remainder is not worth the powder to blow you up, over.
Yeah, roger that. Well, probably further north. I know north of us here, Gaylord got hammered 24 inches. And here, the ground is just white. I don't think we don't even have an inch on the ground here, which I'm surprised. I know just 20 miles north of us, they've got 6 inches. So. But I'm not complaining. 7-3, Joe. Have a good one. W-A-C-O-P.
All right. You as well, my friend. Take care. And so this is where you're hanging out. All right, catch you later, WGA USA, all clear, so on. Out.
WAVPC testing.
KNCOP, Christy Skelmeyer, WDA USA radio check, over. WDA USA testing.
WDA USA testing, out.
KEAVZS testing.
KEAVZS, KCAVT.
Hey, look at things are coming back. I saw your email earlier. I think I might have just ka-chunked or my son was playing with the radio. But good to hear you out there. This is a statewide channel, so there's a lot of ears out there right now.
Potentially. So it's separated into statewide one and statewide two. Two is for roughly the east side of the state. So, yeah. But, hey, good to know it works. Did you have to mess with anything?
No, I didn't change anything. It was good to go. When you said that, the beaconing, that's, I guess, what I was thinking should have been some audio coming in. But, nope, your instructions in your file helped greatly, so I appreciate that. Thanks a lot. KEAVZS.
Hey, you're welcome. Yeah, the beaconing thing threw me at first, too, knowing absolutely nothing about DMR. It receives every once in a while, and I'm thinking, is there some setting that's whatever? But it was so rhythmic that I looked it up after a while, and I still don't know exactly what it's doing, but it appears to be what it does, at least. ACAZT.
Yeah, this note is 1,000. So all four in a learning curve. Are those other five or six channels on that file for different uses, or do you know kind of how those play out, or is that a mic question?
So there's six total. There's one statewide, two, like I was saying a minute ago, and those are the normal ones that are just used for talking. Now the other four are all event channels, and those are reserved for specific events. They've got something on the website, I think, where you can sign up. So, basically, if you have a group that's doing a bike race or a run or whatever, if they wanted to, they can, set aside that talk group for their event for whatever period of time. But that's the intended use there. I know Mike said it's possible. They can link the different things however they want. They could, in case of a large emergency, they could link statewide one and statewide two together so everyone's just in the same talk group, essentially. But that's the basic idea, is my understanding, at least.
Okay, cool, thanks. And I didn't hear you say statewide one and two earlier. I mean, I saw them in the file. But you had said that during our QSO here. I didn't come through. I don't know if kind of what the timing is here, so there's no, Roger beep or anything. If there's it's kind of like MPSTS, you have to wait until you get, a permit to talk tone or how many of that plays out, but it's all part of learning, I guess. Cool. Well, thanks. Appreciate your help again. KEAVZS.
Yep, yeah, I hear you. Definitely something new that we're learning. What I was saying earlier with statewide one and statewide two is that statewide one is roughly the west side of the state and statewide two is roughly the east side of the state. It's supposed to be the idea, but I haven't used this my radio here a whole lot either. I've got it kind of on a medium power, but in the middle of my house, I was receiving okay, but probably wasn't quite getting in there, so. I'm closer to a window now, so hopefully it's working. Anyways, good talking to you, Kevin. ACAZT.
Okay. Yeah, I know you sound great, Lucas. I think I'm on high power, if I'm not mistaken, but I'm going to cut out of here, and we'll catch you later. 73 KEAVZ.
73 ACAZT, clear and monitoring.
Hey, Kevin. Good to hear you on DMR. Guessing you got your new radio programmed up. I'll sound like you were taking off, so catch you later. Also,
Hello, Lucas. K-A-P-R-Y.
Hey, Gordon. Good to hear you for the first time on DMR. And, yeah, we're doing well, and someone else wants to say hi. 1 second.
Hi.
All right, I'll catch you guys later. 7-3.
Hey, the ATX, you're listening.
Hey, SCRN 311.